We'll be looking in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, from verse 1 to 10. Paul is writing to the Christians who are in Colossae. Now, chapter 3, when we come to chapter 3, he's telling us, the title on the top of chapter 3 says, "Put on the new self." He starts by saying, or putting a question before them, "Therefore," what previously has happened, "if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." He begins by saying, "If you have been raised up with Christ." The question could be applied to you, it could apply to me, it could apply to everybody, that if you have been raised. And this question may not be applied to somebody. But because he says that if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You and I, as Christians, we've been told that we have been raised with Christ. What does that mean, raised with Christ? We, at a time, before we knew, or before the Lord came and found us, saved us, we were dead in our sins, trespasses, and iniquities. Since he has come into our lives, from dead things, he has raised up into a living things. And our job, it's not a job, it's our responsibility, it's our every day seeking what we are to do, to look up to the things which are above. It's not above my head or your head or beyond this roof or things that are upstairs, the things that are in heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. That's where our mind should be while we're on this earth. It's a big question before us to ask ourselves, together, individually, have we been raised with Christ? I think the most of us answer will say, yes, we have been. And this section, from 1 to 10, I'm going to divide it into two, the new self and the old self. It starts with, to be raised up with Christ. This is our new life. We were dead in our sins. Full stop. There's no two ways about it. There's no ifs and buts. We were dead in our sins. That's the first thing. Dead in our sins. Since Christ came into our lives, since he has come and chosen us, found us that we went astray, it's like a sheep. Since he found us, he has took us in, he has made us alive in himself. Washed us, cleansed us, like John read from 1 John 1:9, that he is faithful to forgive and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness and sins. Now we have to focus, while we're living on this world, upon the things that are above. In heaven, where Christ is, where he's seated by the right hand of God. Verse 2, as it continues, says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. How How can we do that? We are living in this world. How can we set our mind in heaven upon the things that are above us? The only way we can do that is interaction, as Dharampal mentioned this morning. It's a two-way interaction. One can't do it on his own. The other can't do it on his own. It's got to be interaction between two, a conversation between two people. That's God and man, a believer and Christ. To do that, we need a prayer life. We need to read his word. And not only read, to hear his word, not only hear to his word, not only to hear his word, but also to do something about it, to walk what we heard, practice the word. Like the Bible says, not just be a hearer of the word, but the doer of the word. That's how we set our mind on Jesus Christ and the things above where he is seated at the right hand of God. And he continues on to say, like I've already said, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now that you've been raised up in Christ, our minds are set up on the things that are above. And we're also reminded that now that we have died to our old self and our new life is hidden in Christ. Hidden in Christ. There is a Russian doll called Myotishka something doll. It's a one doll. I don't know what size it is. It's on the doll. It's a painting of an old woman, old lady, a working old lady. But in that one doll, you lift that one doll up and put it on side, you get another one. You take that one off, you find another one. And then you find, take the other one off, and you find another one. That's about seven in one doll. So all the other dolls, they're hidden in one doll, the big one. In the same way, our lives are hidden. The new life is hidden in the Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our new life, which Christ has given us, is hidden in himself. Nobody knows your life. People can see that you're a Christian. They can see your walk, but they cannot see what's inside. But our inside, Christ knows, and that inside of ourselves, the spiritual inside, it's hidden in himself. It's like another way of putting, like there's a box here. You take the big box off, another box comes up. Then you pick that box up, then another one comes up. And then another. It's just like that. It's a layer of our life, spiritual life, which is hidden in Christ. A day will come when that life, which is in Christ, when he is revealed to the whole entire universe, especially the people, our lives will be revealed also. This goes on to say in verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, when he is revealed, our lives, which are hidden in him, will also be revealed. Not only just revealed, but it will be revealed in glory. In glory. Not just like you and me are here. Oh, hey, there he is, or oh, there he is, or oh, there he is. But we will be revealed in the glory of God. In Christ, the glory of Christ, the glory of God, the glory of God the Holy Spirit, we will be revealed in them, in him, God. That's the first part. That our lives are no longer ours, This is the new life that Christ has given us to live on this earth, and also the life that we're going to have eternally. The new life. If you see a motor mechanic working on a car all day long, his face is going to be black, his hair is going to be over here, there, his clothes are going to be dirty, all the grease on his clothes. But what does he do? He goes home. The first thing he does, take his clothes off and put on fresh set of clothes. And that's what a Christian should do, has done, and will always do. Because living on this world, we will get dirty. This is a new life that we have been told to live. Seeking the things that are above. The only way we can seek is to have a fellowship with God, fellowship with one another, reading His Word, spending time in prayer. There is no other way. You can have a head knowledge. You can know all the Bible by heart. You can quote the Bible to others by heart. You can tell them where this verse is or that verse is. But if you do not practice spending time before God, reading His Word and putting into practice, it doesn't have any effect. It's all it is, a show. So we are to practice what we read and also practice what we preach. Our life, which is hidden in Christ, will be revealed in glory. Now we've been told another side of the coin, as you say, another side of our lives, Christian lives. We are living on this earth as long as the Lord allows us to live. And He's telling us, Paul is writing to the Christians in Colossae. What he's saying is that, therefore, now what we read from 1 to 4, he's saying, because of these verses, because of this, what I have said, he's saying, therefore consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, which amount to idolatry. What he's saying is that now that you've been raised with Christ, and now that you're born again, now that you're walking with the Lord, now that you set your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, above things that are above, remember, consider these things, that what you need, the members of your earthly body. This is our body. Everybody's got a body. But in our body, while we're living, that's immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. Even though we are Christians, there are times when we are tested to the limit, we let go of our Christianity, our faith, and start doing things that we are told not to do. Our body, as long as, when I say our body, when we are living on this earth, we're going to be facing so many trials and tribulations, so many things we have to face, so many people we have to face. And you and I, as Christians, we know the opposition that we had when we became Christians, all of us. And the things that were said both ways were not pleasant. But the Bible is telling us, we as Christians need to consider these members of our body, our thinking, our desires, whatever evil thoughts that we have, whatever wrong things that we want to do, whatever wrong things that come to mind, whether it's wrong things, the wrong path we are taking, we need to consider in our hearts and minds that we are dead to these things. We are not to dwell on them. We are not to think about them. We are not to put them into practice. We are to shun them or desire to get rid of them. You know, we might say that we are Christians, we are walking with the Lord, I'm okay. But that is never the case, because we do get angry, we do say some things that we regret after, we say sorry. But those are the things that we have to do. If we do say something wrong, if we do something wrong, we need to say sorry. Sometimes we find it hard to say sorry because our hearts become hard. But we need to do what the Lord says and what the Lord's word says to us. And then he goes on to say, verse 6, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. It's clearly stated here that if we, because of these things, if we practice, if we are sons of disobedient, or become sons of disobedient, God's wrath rests upon you. He will not move away until you go on your knees or confess with your mouth your sins and your desires for evil or immorality or impurity. Until then, that wrath of God will not be removed. Because of these things, the wrath of God. And don't forget, the wrath of God for your sins and my sins were placed on the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Cross of Calvary, where God turned his face away from Christ. When Christ realized that God has turned his face away, he cried out, my God, why have you turned your face away? God is so pure, God is so holy, he cannot even look at sin. If God cannot look at sin, okay, we are not God, we are just people, fallen people, we are sinful people. But if God can turn away from sin, he cannot even look at it because he's so holy and so pure, why can't we just turn away from sin? And we can do that with the help of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said that I will send a helper who will guide you, who will lead you. Because if we have Holy Spirit living in us, he helps us and guides us. He will bring to the point of repentance where we can turn around and say, Lord, I have sinned. I am sorry. Please forgive me, wash me, and cleanse me. Verse 7 goes on to say, and in them you also once walked when you were living in them. There was a time that every one of us lived like these. This was our former life. Now we have a new life. This was our former life, that we lived in them, we practiced them, we even enjoyed our lives with them, in them. But that was previous. But we have been told that we have to consider everything of our previous life dead. You know, I keep saying dead, you might say, oh, fall dead or we'll die. No, we need to say no to the things that are not pleasing to God. The Bible tells us, Paul tells the assembly, he says, he who steals, let him steal no more. In other words, if we are Christians, we are walking with the Lord, if we have some bad habits of stealing or even gossip to destroy somebody else's life, if we have a tendency to get angry like some of us do, not some of us, me, I can say that for myself, I can't say something for anybody else. But there are times when I do get angry, and there are times when I do have to go and apologize to my wife. Say, I'm sorry, I've said this, I got angry. But But there are times that we become hard and we don't want to say sorry. But this is a Christian life. We have to put things right. We were once walked in them. Now in the newness of life, we have to shun them, put them away from ourselves. Put away. The only way we can progress and walk in the newness of life. Put on a new life, new self. And that's what we have done. And that's what we will continue to do if we are to live the life of a Christian. Verse 8 tells us, but now you also put them all aside. If we have these things, any of these things living on this world, in this world, we need to put everything away from us, put aside, put them away, lock them away, throw them away. Because sin is all around us, sin is in us, and yet we cannot escape it. But the only way we can escape it is if we put our mind and our heart on the Lord Jesus Christ and the things that are above, where he is seated. He's praying for you, he's praying for us, he's the intercessor, he's the advocate, or the solicitor, as you say, and he's the high priest, and he's also offering, when we sin, the forgiveness of our sins, the blood. He's there also interceding for us, praying for us. So we can put everything aside, knowing that our Jesus suffered for our sins, died for our sins, rose again for us to give us a new life, and also not just a new life, but an eternal life, that we may live with him where he is, there we may also be. What we are to put aside? Anger. We quickly get angry. We get annoyed. And we start yelling, start shouting. Wrath, that's even worse. It goes beyond anger. Punishing, malice, slander, abusive speech from your mouth. There are things, like I said earlier, we are not perfect. We are not complete. But according to the word, we have been made complete. But we are not complete yet. But like I said, our life is hid in Christ. We will be revealed in glory. But not yet. Not yet. Every abusive speech, every malice, every anger, every slander, we need to put away from our mouth. I don't think that, I can't say that anybody doesn't get angry or say things that shouldn't say, but I believe if it can happen to me, I'm sure it can happen to anybody. But we are to put aside. We are to put right. Goes on to say, do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices. So if we have put aside our old self, we are to be honest with one another. We are to truthful for what we're saying, without deceiving, lying, cheating. We are to be honest, truthful to one another. Because we have put aside the old self with its evil practices. You know, the Bible tells us that no liar can enter into heaven. And if we're going to lie, and you think we are Christians, well, if the Bible says that you can't enter heaven, then I don't know where we stand. If we lie and say we are Christians, we're going to enter heaven. The Bible is clearly saying that you're not going to enter if you lie. And that's why we need to put aside all the evil practices. We have to put all the evil practices aside, away. We cannot do it. We cannot walk. We can't sit on the fence. You know, sitting on the fence, what it means? It means you haven't made a proper decision whether to be this side or this side, either the left or the right. I just stand here, I'm okay. I'm okay what I'm doing, I'm all right. I'm satisfied with the decisions I make. I'm all right what I'm doing. I'm okay. I didn't need to take this side, I don't need to take that side. But that's not going to work. Like the Bible says that if you are neither cold or hot, it would be better if you were lukewarm, the Lord Jesus said. But what we need to be is hot. In other words, we need to make a decision to be with the Lord, not without the Lord. That is why we need to put aside all the evil practices and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. What does that mean? What it means is you have put your old self away with all its evil practices. Now that you have put on the new self, your spiritual self, the self that is with Christ, walking with Christ, reading his word, spending time with him, that is the new life. Witnessing for him, having fellowship with one another, that is the new life. The new life, what happens to the new life while we're on this earth? What happens to the new life? Who is, that means the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge? Our new life, the Christian life, Christian walk with Christ, it's being renewed to the true knowledge according to the image of the one who created us. Means it is being renewed to the true knowledge, that means the knowledge of Christ, and also according to the image of the one who created us. In other words, our new self is being renewed to the one who has the image, in whose image we are made, that is God. Our image, our spiritual new self, our spiritual life is being renewed according to the image of the one who created us. Created him, that means Christ wasn't created, man was created in God's image. In simple words, we are created in God's image. Our new life is being renewed into the image of God. Setting aside the old self, new self is being renewed. It's being renewed every day when we spend with the Lord, reading his word, practicing what we do. And that's how we are renewed into the new life. Our image is renewed within us, the spiritual life that is within us. Not this one. It's full of sicknesses, full of fat, full of oldness, shagginess, or whatever it is. We're going to lose this body one day. A day will come when we'll go under. We'll be buried. Like the Lord has said to Adam, from the dust you was taken, to the dust you will go. Our bodies will be decaying. When the Lord returns, we will have a new body. Not only that, a new body, we will have our inward renewed true self, the image of Christ. I hope you understand what I'm saying here, because I'm seeing them be going a bit astray. And what I really wanted to say here is that our new self, from the old to the new, our new self is being renewed to the image of God. That's a simple way of putting it. And that's how our life should be. From old self to the new self. And that's what Paul is telling the Christians in Colossae. And that's what he's saying to us today, to you, to me, this evening. We have been raised with Christ from our old ways, from dead things that we held on to. And we also need to set our minds, which are in heaven, with Christ, with God, where they're both seated. And it's very hard to imagine that we can put ourselves in the position of dying. Because it always comes back to life. And I thank my God that all of us here, I believe that we have been raised with Christ and we have a new life and our old life is put away. May the Lord bless his word.